Hello children, in our first class 11 English literature audio session on the story Salvatore by William Somerset Maugham, we were introduced to Salvatore and his lifelong illness in the form of rheumatism, which made him return home to his family. But there were no signs of his beloved on his arrival. In the evening, when the moon was shining over the calm sea and the lights of Naples twinkled in the distance, Salvatore walked to the girl's house expecting to be welcomed warmly. But his heart was not prepared for the rude shock it received. From the conversation, it transpired that the girl and her family were fully aware of his illness and his inability to work properly like a man. How could then her parents think of him as a suitable son-in-law for their daughter? Being utterly crestfallen and dejected, Salvatore wept on his mother's bosom, but refrained from blaming the girl, realizing that she had no other option. A few months later, having resigned to his fate and settled down to a normal life, his mother informed him of a girl named Assunta who was willing to marry him. She was older than him, but had a little money of her own to begin her life with Salvatore. Salvatore married her and they settled down in a tiny whitewashed house. He grew into a tall, husky fellow, but retained his boyish charm and the most beautiful manners. He worked very hard, but when his rheumatism took its toll on him, he would then lie about the beach with pain racking his limbs. But never would he utter any unpleasant word for anyone. He had two sons whom he loved dearly and took the utmost care of them. Throughout the story, the author has successfully held us in rapt attention to the simple narrative of the life of a fisherman who possessed the rarest and the loveliest quality that anyone can have. That is goodness. It is a quality which helped him to sail through the most difficult part of his life. It is a quality which refrained him from blaming the love of his life. And it is this quality which gave him the inner strength to pick up the shattered dreams of his life and rebuild them again. This concludes our glimpse into the life of Salvatore, who was indeed goodness personified. Thank you, children.